Buzzed, the straight facts about the most used and abused drugs from alcohol to ecstasy, 5th edition. Written by Cynthia Kuhn, Ph.D., Scott Swartzwelder, Ph.D., and Wilkie Wilson, Ph.D. Narrated by Scott R. Pollack. Copyrighted by Cynthia Kuhn, Scott Swartzwelder, and Wilkie Wilson. This audiobook was recorded in arrangement with W.W. Norton & Company and was produced in the year 2019 by Echo Point Books & Media, LLC, which holds the copyright thereto. All tables and figures referenced in the audiobook are included in the supplementary PDF, which can be found in your Audible library. Introduction. For all of our history, we humans have believed that it is possible to reach beyond our simple consciousness. We hunger to expand ourselves into a universe that we feel but cannot touch. Chemicals that alter the way we perceive the world have played a large role in this search. In some instances, people have believed that the chemicals themselves had spiritual powers and mystical properties. Others use chemicals to reduce a particularly painful state. They use drugs to reduce anxiety or suppress shyness, or they are prescribed drugs to treat serious illnesses like depression and schizophrenia. Some seek the stimulation and power they do not have in their social situations and choose drugs to help them attain this. Some use chemicals as part of their daily life to stimulate or calm themselves as the situation dictates. As science has progressed, the laboratory has replaced nature as a source of chemicals, and the number of chemical choices has grown. There is every reason to believe that this trend will continue almost without bounds. So whether a person is seeking a way to expand his understanding or only trying to make normal life less painful, that person will have many, many choices of chemicals to use. As scientists, we have devoted years to the study of the effects of drugs on the brain and behavior. We have seen the stunning advances in understanding the actions of the chemicals that have been with us for thousands of years. Yet, surprisingly, little of this information is effectively translated for the public. We have become convinced that contemporary efforts to educate people about the effects of alcohol and other drugs are inadequate and misdirected. There is a lot of important information in the scientific literature about addiction and the effects of drugs, but it is not reaching the people who need to know it. The actions of drugs on the brain are complicated and vary tremendously from drug to drug and person to person, making it impossible to make blanket statements like "drugs kill" and have them believed by anyone who has any drug experience. Imagine two trains headed at
Sample complete. Ready to continue?